New appliances can do wonders for a kitchen. Right now at the Home Depot, they'll also do wonders for a kitchen budget with up to 30% off appliance special buys, like the 4-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, over 2,000 off a fridge, gas range, microwave, dishwasher, all at once, just in time for dinner. Up to 30% off appliance special buys now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through February 27th.
It will be Nelson's basketball to start this final quarter as they lead Mountain Home 43-36. Both teams still on the bench getting their last-second instructions from their coaches. Now Nelson comes out on the floor. Now they're going to be joined by Mountain Home. So it will be Zebriah Benford inbounding it on the far sideline. She will throw it in to Daniels, and we are underway for these last 8 minutes. Ball goes over to Young, over now to Love on the left wing. Love's going to go into the lane for the layup. No good. Gilbert gets the rebound, and back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Throws it up top to Husky. Husky drills to the right side. Gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert will drill up to the top. Now gives it to Husky. Husky will throw it to Martin on the right. Martin drills up to the top. Gives it to Husky down the left corner. She's going to try for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Daniels. And back comes Nelson. 7:20, let's play in the game. Ball goes over to Eaton on the left right side. Up top to Daniels. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Benford. And Nelson will keep possession. Daniels heads up top. Ball goes over to Love on the left wing. She'll take the screen from Young. Now gives up top to Benford. Down to Young in the paint. She's going to go up for the jumper. No good. But rebound is chased down by Love. Now Love is going to go up and, oh, she's going to be tied up, and it's going to be Mountain Home's basketball. 14 turnover against the Lady Raiders. 6:51, let's play in the game. Mountain Home gets the ball back, trailing by 7. I thought they were about to call a foul on Mountain Home there, but they called a jump ball. Said it was all ball. Kate Gilbert takes an inbound pass. Now it's a zone press for Nelton. Ball goes over to Husky. Now back to Gilbert. A lob pass in the front court was not ill-advised pass, and they're going to. But now Daniels go for it on the floor, and then when she got it, she kind of rolled around. That is a travel call. So it's the teams are going to exchange turnovers there. So that's the 20th against Mountain Home and the 15th against Nelson. 6:39 left to play in the game. Emma Martin takes the inbound pass. Immediately puts up the three on the left wing. Good. Emma Martin with 7 points. 43-39 Nelson leading it. 6.5 minutes left in this one. Here is the Daniels into the front court. Throws over on the left side to Love. Now the ball goes up top to Benford. Over on the right to Daniels. Now up top to Young. Over on the left wing, it goes to Love. Love will dribble into the lane. Now kicks it out to Daniel. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good. Wakiria Daniels now with 8 points. 46-39. Nelson's lead goes back to 7. 6 minutes left to play. Here is Gilbert into the front court. She'll give it to Husky. He'll set the offense. Over on the right side, it goes to Martin. Martin throws it back up top to Husky. Down to Foreman in the lane. Kicks out to Martin in the right corner. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. But a foul's going to be called on the shot, and Emma Martin's going to get 3 free throws. 5:43 let's play in this game as that foul is called on Maya Love. That's her 4th personal foul, team foul number 5 against Nettleton. So, again, it will be a 3-shot opportunity for Emma Martin. These will be her first attempts of the night. So Emma Martin at the free throw line. Her first shot is up. No good. So a couple of still 2 more free throws coming up for Emma Martin. Her second shot is up, and that one won't go either. Now for Nelson coming in are Travia Woodruff and Tylee Wofford-Bird, as Ja'Kyra Meebon will take a seat. I didn't see who else went to the bench. Third free throw for Emma Martin is up and in. She gets one of three on that trip. She now has 8 points. It is back to a two-possession game. 46-40, Nelson leading it. A little over 5.5 minutes left. Ball goes over to Eaton on the right side. Now up top to Young. Over to Daniels on the left. Down in the corner it goes to Woodruff. Back to Daniels. Over to Woodruff on the left wing. She'll dribble up to the top. Woodruff will throw it to Daniels in the right corner. She's going to try another three. This one will not go, but now she's going to be fouled. And it's going to be three free throws for Travia Woodruff. Kate Gilbert picks up her second personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home. So Wakaria Daniels at the free throw line. So far she's 2 of 2 with 8 points. She gets three free throws here. First shot is up, no good. 5:14 left to play in this game as Daniels still has two more to shoot. Second shot is up. She gets this one. So it's back to a three-possession game. Third shot for Daniels is up. She gets 2 of 3 on the trip. She now has 10 points. 48-40. Nelson leading it. 5:14 left to play in the game. Inbound pass goes to Penn. So another zone press for Nelson. Now back to Husky. Now it gives it to Martin. They still got to get it across the timeline. To Husky, and she finally gets it into the front court. Finds Penn on the low block for the layup off the glass and in. Kyra Penn with her first 2 points of the night. Back to a two-possession lead for Nelson. 48-42 our score with 4:52 left. Ball goes up top with Woodruff. Woodruff throw to Daniels down on the right side. Now to Wofford-Bird at the free throw line. She's going to go into lane, go and pull up for the jumper. Good. Wofford-Bird with 4 points now. And inbound pass goes to Penn. Now to Husky. Now to Martin. Another zone press for Nelson. Back to Husky. She gets it into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Now throws it up top to Gilbert. Now Gilbert will give it to Husky. Now they switch to a man-to-man. 4:10 left to play in the game. Ball goes over to Martin on the right side. Finds Penn for another layup off the glass and in. Kyra Penn with 4 points. And Mountain Home is quickly going to take the timeout. We'll break with 4:02 left to play in the game. It is Nelson leading Mountain Home 50-44. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Through the years, over $22 million has been awarded in scholarships administered by the Trust, Wealth, and Investment Team of Integrity First Bank. That's a lot of legacy. Are you a charitably minded individual who values education, initiative, and integrity? Then let's meet and have a conversation about your philanthropic goals. I'm Janet Evans. We at Integrity First Bank can assist you with your estate planning from investments through administration to ensure that your legacy is a lasting legacy. Call me today at 425-1801. We look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Well, Mount Home took the timeout after the layup from Kyra Penn. They've got two left. 4:02 left to play in this game. It is Nelson leading 50-44. Inbound pass. Well, now stoppage of play. Now, I'm not sure what the issue is. Oh, they thought Nelson took the timeout. The official said Nelson, but Dell Leonard correctly told the officials it was him that called it. So they're getting that corrected. So I think we're ready to get back underway. All right, so here we go. Again, 4:02 left to play in this game. Nelson with the ball leading 50-44. Inbound pass goes to Woodruff. She'll walk it across the timeline. Woodruff has it between the circles. Trying to figure out where, kind of looks like trying to figure out where she might be trying to go with it, or else she's just trying to milk some clock. She's still dribbling, now throws to Young on the left elbow. She's going into the lane for the layup. Strong, no good. Carter Penn gets the rebound. Back comes Kate Gilbert after getting the pass from her. Gilbert into the front court, throwing over to Martin on the left wing for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Deja Young, and back come the Lady Raiders. Woodruff will walk the ball across the timeline. 3:15 left to play in the game. Nelson with the ball, leading by six. Ball goes over to Eaton on the right side. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Good. And now Nelson's going to take the timeout. Now Ilana Eaton now with 21 points. We'll break with 3 minutes left to play. It is Nelson leading Mountain Home with 53-44. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, Mount Home will inbound coming out of the Nelson timeout. Lady Raiders lead at 53-44 with 3 minutes left. Inbound pass goes to Foreman. She gives it back to Husky. Now ball goes into, tries to throw it to the front court to Foreman. She tries to chase it down and is called for travel. 21st turnover against the Lady Bombers. Emily Payne is going to check in, replacing Kyra Penn. So Nelson gets it back, leading by nine. Here's Woodruff into the front court, throws it to Daniels on the left wing. Now top to Wofford Bird. Over to Woodruff on the right. She'll dribble up between the circles. 2.5 minutes left to play in this game. Ball goes over on the left side to Eaton. Eaton's going to take the screen. Now throw it up top to Wofford Bird, over to Woodruff on the right side. Woodruff gives up top to Young. Young throws over the left side to Daniels, and Daniels going to be fouled from behind. Emily Payne picks up her first personal foul, team foul number six against the Lady Raiders. 2:05 left to play in the game. It is Nelson inbounding it, leading by nine, 53-44 our score. And inbound pass goes to Woodruff, and she's going to be fouled by Peyton Husky, a 1-1 coming up. Peyton Husky picks up her third personal foul, team foul number seven against Mountain Home. So this is a 1-1 for the Lady Raiders. Woodruff at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 2 points so far this evening. First shot is up. No good. She gets missed to the front end. The rebound's controlled by Mountain Home. Here's Gilbert back the other way with 2 minutes left to play. Gilbert dribbles to the left side, gives it to Husky there. Husky will dribble up to the top. Over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert finds Foreman on the low block and a foul away from the ball. It's going to be called on Nettleton. 1:46 left to play in the game. That foul's on Tylee Wofford Bird. Her second personal foul. That's the last foul Nettleton has to give. And the next, no, that's just the sixth foul. The next one will put Mount Home in the bonus. Mount Home will inbound it on the baseline with 1:46 left. It is 53-44, Lady Raiders leading it. Payne will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Husky on the right side. And she's going to go towards the inside the perimeter. Pull up for the jumper. Good. And now Mount Tom's going to take a timeout. Peyton Husky with 9 points. We'll break with 1:41 left to play in the game. Nelton leading Mountain Home. Nelton leading Mountain Home 53-46. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
Taking care of you and your family is at the heart of Integrity First Bank's commitment to you. Our trust and wealth management team can assist you in preparing a secure future through estate planning, wealth, and investment management. I'm Craig Boone. At Integrity First Bank, we are committed to providing high-quality investment solutions for you. Call me today at 425-1801 and schedule a complimentary investment review. I look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
Mountain takes a timeout. They just have one left now. Nelton with four. 1:41 left to play in the game. It is Nelton with the ball leading 53-46. It will be Deja Young inbounding. Mount Home's going to go with a full court press. Bow pass goes to Love. Now she'll give it back to Young. It's a zone press where they try to do some trapping, but Nelson does get it across the timeline. Here's Love going into the lane, going up for the layup. No good. Eaton gets it right there for the offensive rebound, puts it back up and in. 23 points for Alana Eaton, 55-46. Nelson leading it, 1:23 left to play. Here is Gilbert throwing it to Husky. Now back to Gilbert. Gilbert across the timeline. Now her pass was knocked away, but a foul is going to be called on Maya Love, and she's done. Maya Love is going to pick up her fifth personal foul and head to the bench with 2 points. And that is also the seventh team foul against Nelton, so 1-1 coming up for Peyton Husky. So Peyton Husky will be at the free throw line, where so far she is one of two with 9 points. 1:13 left to play in this game. Husky's first free throw is up and good, so she does earn the bonus. She's now in double figures. Peyton Husky's second shot is up, and she gets both. She now has 11 points, 55-48. Lady Raiders leading it. Inbound pass goes to Eaton. Now it's a full court man for Mountain Home. Eaton's going to get it across the timeline. Now gives it to Young. Young's going to drill to the left elbow. Now go up to the top. Now gives it to Woodruff. Now Woodruff's going to be fouled from behind. Peyton Husky picks up her fourth personal foul. Team foul number eight against the Lady Bombers. 55 seconds left to play as it will be Teravia Woodruff at the free throw line, where so far she is one of one with 2 points. First free throw is up and in, so she does earn the bonus on this one. Second shot for Woodruff is up and no good. She gets one of two on this trip, and Emma Martin gets a rebound. And back comes Mountain Home, 56-48, Lady Raiders leading it. Here is Martin quickly into the front court, giving it to Gilbert on the right side. She'll take the screen, pull up for the three-pointer at the top. No good, and the rebound is knocked around and finally controlled by Wofford Bird. Now Wofford Bird gets into the front court to Young. 36 seconds left, and Young's going to be fouled from behind. Emily Payne picks up her second personal foul. This will be the last one and one for Nelton, as it's Mountain Home's ninth team foul. So Deja Young at the free throw line, where so far she is 4 of 6 with 12 points. 35 seconds as Young's first free throw is up and in. So she gets a bonus there. And she can make it a double-digit lead with this next one. Second shot is up and good. 14 points for Deja Young. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert. Now to Husky. Husky gives it back to Gilbert. Now Gilbert gets it across the timeline. She'll dribble into the lane, gives it there to Foreman on the low block for the layup. Good. Anna Grace Foreman now has 12 points, and Mount Home's going to take their last time out of the game. 24 seconds left to play. It is Nelson leading Mount Home 58-50. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
So Mount Home took the timeout after their last timeout after the layup by Anna Grace Foreman. 24 seconds left. Nelson inbounds it, leading 58-50. It will be Young triggering the inbound pass. Gets into Eaton. And she's going to give it back to Young. Young will get it across it. Will lose the handle of the ball. Nope, they're going to call foul, though, on Mountain Home. That's on Anna Grace Foreman, her fourth personal foul. That puts Nelton in the double bonus. So Deja Young at the free throw line for two shots with 17 seconds left.
Two-shot opportunity, Deja Young.
So Young's first free throw is up and good. So one more free throw coming up for Deja Young. Second shot is up. And misses the second one, gets one of two. And rebound comes to Mountain Home, 14 seconds left. Here's Emma Martin into the front court, throws up top to Husky, who's going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Woodruff, and 5 seconds left, and Mountain's going to get the 9-point victory. So that's going to run out the clock, and this ball game is over. Nelton is going to get the season sweep over Mountain Home. Our final score tonight, Lady Raiders defeat the Lady Bombers 59-50. We'll look over our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!